Back in 2009, the council granted consent for a scheme that would have included 100 affordable homes. Since 2009, the property market has gone up, and yet the number of homes on this site the council are now considering has gone down, and they've completely removed all the affordable housing on the site altogether. So they're creating what will be entirely a private estate and has the potential to become a gated community in the centre of Winchester.
Is there no requirement for them to put in any sort of affordable housing with a development like this?
Well, what's happened since 2009 is the government have changed the guidance. So a developer can come forward and pay some planning consultants to tell them that the scheme is no longer viable with affordable housing, which basically means the developer is saying they can't afford to put them in the scheme as previously agreed. And the council can accept that view, or it can challenge it. And here in Winchester, it seems that the council is accepting the view and isn't challenging it, and the developer is getting away with basically daylight robbery, 100 homes disappearing off the plan.
And what do you think this is going to do to Winchester? I mean, you sort of said, put out your fears there of like having it almost like a gated community. Do you think Winchester is kind of missing out here?
As I understand it, there are 2,000 families in Winchester on the housing waiting list. 100 homes available at affordable rent or social rent or shared ownership would make a massive difference to those 100 families, and they're being denied the opportunity of living in a home they can afford. And that, to me, is a scandal.
And I guess we're kind of talking about potentially, young professionals, people who are trying to get onto the housing ladder. Do you think we're kind of forcing young people out of the area?
We're not only forcing young people out of the area, we're forcing those that choose to stay to spend 60-70% of their wages or salaries on rent. And it's young working people in their 20s, their 30s and 40s who can no longer afford to buy. And the provision of affordable homes is absolutely essential if we're to continue to live in a mixed community where teachers and nurses can afford to live in the same town as the solicitors and lawyers that work in London.